Hall, Lucinda. Battle Creek, Michigan, November 27, 1873. Dear Sister Lucinda, we anticipated leaving here for California today, but matters are so unfinished we could not well leave and have matters in the right shape. So we shall remain here till 1 week from today, spend the Sabbath on the road, and be at Santa Rosa just before the next Sabbath, 2 weeks from tomorrow. We start next week for California, go as far as State Center, and there spend Sabbath. Leave Sabbath evening and go on to Omaha. Leave Omaha Sunday morning and be at Santa Rosa December 12th. We find very much to do here, and we want to do all we can, that the work started need not fall back to the same low state we found. James has poor turns, but keeps up pretty well. Your mother will doubtless come with us, but as to your father, Brother Tripp's business is such, I fear he will have to be detained till the business is closed up and he has a settlement with him. We shall do our best to have them go with us. The state of the cause is improving here, and we feel that we should do all we can to help matters. We have done nothing in preparing to leave, not a stitch of sewing, not a thing packed. Mary Sawyer has finished up my purple dress, that is all. I have footed James 2 pairs of stockings and footed 2 pairs for children. They are now well supplied with stockings. Now, Lucinda, the 2 weeks to come, just take your opportunity to rest. I am glad you were there. Take your rest. Don't sew. Don't clean house. Don't be careless. Your getting ready to leave Colorado was a tax, a severe draw upon you. Now, dear Lucinda, for your own sake, for the sake of your parents, for our sake, and for Christ's sake, take care of your precious strength. Do be prudent. Now, Lucinda, why I say I am glad you are not here is, I believe in the providence of God, it is your duty to rest. You would have more or less care here. Where you are, you can rest if you will. Take things easy. Don't worry about us or anyone. Your mother is real smart and cheerful as a bird. I heard a great rumpus yesterday in the dining room, laughing and protesting. I found out your mother was washing dishes. Rosette had got her round the waist and called Lily, who took her feet, and they tugged her and put her on the lounge. She was so overcome with laughter, and they too, it was difficult for them to explain to me their mischief. Give my love to the little ones. I am thankful that the neighbors take good care of you. They are engaged in a good work in so doing. Just received good letter from Loughborough. In love and haste. Write often, every day, if but a line.